A 79% spike in the average international steel price in dollar terms and 42% in rand terms has helped ArcelorMittal SA register its best interim performance in 10 years. The steel producer is back in the black with an operating profit and headline profit of nearly 3 million rand, and its new operating model also starts bearing fruit. Company's CEO Cobus Verster joins us now with his take on the numbers and making the most of the current climate. Thanks so much, Cobus, for your time this evening. So like I say, the rise in steel prices up 79% in dollar terms, 42% in rand terms, and that taking ArcelorMittal SA back to profitability. Talk us through the demand you're catering to as you've seen the opening up of global economies and as you've had to deal with low supply chain inventories as well.
Good afternoon. Yes, obviously, I think the strong recovery that we saw in the international markets towards the end of last year, that has continued and accelerated in 2021, both from a price as well as a volume perspective. Obviously, that's spilled over to South Africa, where we have a decent demand, especially due to the low supply chain inventory levels. We see that starting to realize. Currently, our production is sort of in line with demand in South Africa. We also saw our own inventory levels starting to normalize, with our steel stock levels being about 100,000 tons more than 6 months ago. So I think we're fairly in a strong position to service domestic demand.
Yeah. Cobus, how much of a challenge has it been, ramping up your operations post a COVID-19 period that saw quite a bit of interruption?
No, it's quite complex. I mean, you have to re-establish your whole supply chain coming from your raw materials, and that's also reliable issues. And then obviously we had fairly significant damage to one of our blast furnaces as a result of the sudden lockdown. So that took us some time to recover. But at the moment, all our assets are back in operation and in fairly good shape.
Good enough shape to cater to what's expected to come in down the line, Cobus. I mean, how much more of a pickup are you anticipating? It's hard to ignore that the revenue surge that you did see was due to a 42% rise in the net realized steel sale prices and just a 10% rise in sales volumes.
No, I think if you look at price first, our price is derived from the international prices. So where we saw an average of 42% price increase internationally in rand terms, prices increase almost 60%. So we're actually a bit lagging international prices still. So I'm fairly comfortable from a price perspective that we will see stability or sideways movement for at least the rest of the year. From a volume perspective, as I said to you, our own inventories is picking up, our production is stable, but that's in the short term. In the longer term or the medium term, we've got substantial excess capacity if there's a prolonged growth in domestic demand. We can increase our capacity substantially.
What kind of sales growth are you targeting?
I think if you look first half to second half, most probably we anticipate around a 20% improvement in volumes.
Okay, and to leverage how much more of prices? I mean, these increases that we have seen in prices across the commodities complex, Cobus, has been staggering. What's your outlook for prices on your front?
I mean, I think one has to accept that we are in a cyclical business. Internationally, there's a much better supply-demand situation. You see countries like China and Russia, they are limiting exports. So those will all be supportive of a stronger international price. So I don't anticipate that prices will massively correct in the short term. So I think contrary to what we saw in the 2008 scenario, I think we must probably in for a much better next 5 years definitely than the past 5 years, if I can say that.
Yeah. Hand in hand with all of that, you've also diversified the supply of raw materials to achieve price flexibility. And it's been part of your, the program you've been pursuing over the last couple of years, Corbis. So talk us through that and how much, more flexibility it's afforded you.
Yeah, I think we've been reasonably successful in diversifying our iron ore and coking coal supply base. And obviously that gave us a substantial benefit. I think there's still many resources available in those areas. So we will continue to work with owners of those assets and see how we can assist to unlock value to themselves and also to us.
Yeah.
It's very important if you want to grow volumes that you actually can grow volumes at the same variable cost and not at an incrementally higher cost base.
Yeah. Are you worried about some of the inflationary pressures that do come to bear in, seeing you not achieve what you want to on that cost front and within those cost parameters to the extent that you'd like?
I think the concern for us is obviously around energy, electricity, not only reliability, but also the inflationary pressures on that. And then also from rail supply, the cost increases, the level of pricing, but also the reliability. So those are cost elements which will have a big focus by ourselves in the immediate short term.
Corbis, as we talk about value unlock, your business transformation program contributed a further 1 billion rand to cost savings. How much leaner and meaner a machine are we looking at now? Or is there more to cut as you move along?
I think when we look from the cost side of the business, I think we must probably around 70% complete with the pure cost element of the business transformation. We now have to focus, as I said, in terms of unlocking value on the marketing side, but also from a cost perspective, our type of business, you have to continuously be on the front foot to be cost competitive to your international competitors. But as I said, logistics and energy will be a big focus in the short term.
Very quickly, before I let you go, Corbis, how are you rating your competitive muscle against your international competitors?
I think, we have the benefit of doing international benchmarking within our group, and not numbers that we necessarily disclose. But I can tell you that we are very well cost competitive versus others.
Let's leave it there, Corbis. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Corbis Verster, who's CEO of ArcelorMittal SA.